And, of course, the Paris terror attacks continue to reverberate. The Australian government has accepted that the Syrian leader, Bashar al-Assad, must be part of any political settlement. Speaking from Manila, the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, says Syria has become, quote, a complete catastrophe and a political solution is needed.
You're with Fran Kelly, RN Breakfast.
The approach of all the parties to a resolution in Syria has to be one undertaken in a spirit of compromise and in a spirit of pragmatism. There is a feeling of real urgency that there has to be a pragmatic resolution. You know, this has gone on for far too long.
We got there in the end. That's the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull speaking at APEC. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
A spirit of pragmatism. The Malcolm Turnbull says President Assad must be part of any ceasefire and transition. All options should be on the table. And both Malcolm Turnbull and Julie Bishop talking about need of a power-sharing deal. That's what's being talked about. So after his talks with President Obama and President Putin, Malcolm Turnbull seems fully focused on this issue right now, Michelle.
Yes, he does. Julie Bishop's been saying for a while that all options should be open. And while the argument for pragmatism is obviously a sensible and compelling one, the problem is that the parties both in Syria and outside that are dealing with this issue are anything but pragmatic, and actually finding a way through, getting agreement, getting a ceasefire, holding a ceasefire, enormous challenges, all of them.
Yeah, absolutely, of course. Michelle, just discussing there with Josh Frydenberg, the Minister for Resources and Energy, the US President upbraiding Malcolm Turnbull over the sale of the Port of Darwin to a Chinese company linked to the PLA. Clearly, the Americans are annoyed that they weren't given advance warning of this leasing deal. But we should quote comments from the former head of ASIO, current Defence Secretary Dennis Richardson, who says there is no threat from Chinese ownership of this port. And he says, quote, it's amateur hour to suggest the Chinese might use this lease to spy on the US Navy.
Well, I think it was interesting that the port, of course, was not mentioned in the public comments by the Prime Minister and the President after their meeting, but obviously came up. I think there are two issues. One is the substance of whether this lease should have been granted or not, and the other is the process. Now, there are differences over the substance. Dennis Richardson, as you say, is very, very strong on defending the decision, but others, for example, the head of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Peter Jennings, have been very critical of the actual decision. But regardless of the merits there, the question of process, I think there's no doubt that this has been bungled. There was an AusMin meeting with Julie Bishop and Maurice Payne in the United States a week or two ago, and there was no mention, apparently, of this decision. The American officials learned of it immediately after that AusMin meeting. Now, that does seem very, very strange indeed. The other thing to say about this is that Labor is now questioning the decision and is getting a briefing from the experts next week.
Okay, Michelle, and just very briefly, yesterday we touched on the fact that the AFP had raided the home of James Ashby. Well, now we know that the police also visited the home of Mal Brough over the Ashby case. Then Mal Brough is a minister in the Turnbull government. He's just released a statement saying he's done nothing wrong and he's happy to meet with the police at any time in the future. But this is not a great look for a minister to be raided by the police.
Well, he said that he was visited by the police and they requested any documentation relating to these allegations about the disclosure of Peter Slipper's diary. He provided the same material to the police, he said, as he'd previously provided to the federal court, and advised them that he'd be happy to meet if they wished it in the future. As you say, it's an issue that seems to be unfolding and How it'll end, we, of course, don't know, but I think that Malbruff must be a bit concerned about how it's going at the moment, okay. And Malcolm Turnbull too.
Michelle, thank you.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation.